Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your GM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Taluga.
All right, we had a nice juicy show last time, so let's do a nice little recap. Last time on Dicey Situations, we joined the Chaos crew after teleporting back to their temple in Bodkale. The gang were greeted by Dozer, who delivered a gift that was waiting for Taluga. Inside a perfectly wrapped present, the Plope found the latest of Davo's bizarre creations, a towering weaponized hat. Dozer also gave the boys a letter from Mansa, an invitation to a grand ball to celebrate the upcoming death race. After donning some homemade digs, they took off to the Fire Temple to thank Davo for his stunning haberdashery. With their fiery pit stop completed, the Chaos crew arrived in style at Mansa's Golden Palace. The temple to the Gilded Devil was abuzz with revelry when they arrived, and it didn't take long to spot some unusual guests. Seated amongst Mansa's mages were odd drivers and pilots from all across Iona and beyond. Finding their place at the head of the table, Theo got to work charming Mansa, while Glebnor and Taluga hatched a plan to feed him a poison donut. After a quick kerfuffle with a poison tester, they were successful in getting Mansa to finish off his just desserts. As the Gilded Devil slunk away from the party, a suspicious Glebnor tailed him to the menagerie to witness a secret meeting. Waiting in the shadows for Mansa was none other than Krizik, more than pleased with the cowardly ruler for organizing the race. Glebnor made his way back to the party and caught up with Taluga just as he received a desperate call from an injured Yarno. After making some quick plans with Petch, we join our heroes now as they set off to rescue their friend from a powerful desert storm. All right, boys, the party's still going wild, but you guys are all in the corner here now, and you have wild plans ahead. What are we doing?
Off to Gertie?
Yep.
Let's do this. Garnar's our boy. We got to save him.
Oh, yeah, but I got stuff to tell you guys on the ride.
Okay.
Okay. Huh? Yeah. Okay, let's slink out of this party real cool-like.
Yep. Yeah.
Couple of cool guys coming through.
Couple crazy guys.
Crazy guys here.
Can I get stealth checks from the group, if you wouldn't mind?
22.
25. Okay.
19.
Okay. Humble. Reggie got a 21.
Reggie!
Oh, fuck you, Reggie.
Oh. No big deal. I'm a pretty sneaky dude these days.
Must be the cat makeup.
Yeah.
No one's even noticing us Irish goodbying.
You guys slink out of there. You make one final look at Michael Schumacher as you leave the party.
I'll save you. My son. As
you guys finally kind of dip out of the party here, making your exit, you get a nice high stealth check. You slip by the skeletal guards. Where are you going? What are you doing?
Gertie, I got 10 minutes of concentration on this thing. We got to go.
Awesome. Okay, can I get a round of survival checks? And my two urchins can make them with advantage.
Dirty 20.
Nice.
23.
Okay.
I'm wide stanced through.
Yeah.
Power walking all the way to Gertie.
I'm standing on top of the hat now.
Careful up there. People get in my way. They just bounce off. Just
yeah. There's like frail mages just like getting like yeeted into alleyways by your parachute pants. So they get flopped away.
We're on a mission, guys.
And you guys basically know about Kali now, like the back of your hand. You easily make it over to Gertie's shop. Again, a large animatronic spluttering mechanical turtle is on top. And you can see, I think we talked in the little after show there that you had sent Luga over there to make sure everything was all set. You see Luga is inside the window of the shop, and she sees you coming and scutters out.
Father!
Hey!
Everything's well. All the vehicles are ready.
That's great news. All right. We're going to need the Corvette.
Oh.
We need speed.
Gertie walks out.
Oh, you back already, boys?
We need speed. We got to get somewhere very fast.
Oh, you want to take out that weird new one I've been working on?
Yes.
Now, Theo, come with me if you will.
All right.
This thing attuned to you a while ago, so that little crustacean on the back, it'll only, I think, answer to you.
Yeah, okay.
You walk up to your freshly polished Mind Flayer whip. Can I get a perception check?
25.
You can see Gertie has put a fresh coat of all black paint on this bad boy.
Oh, yeah.
Does it still have the flames?
It is murdered out, but yeah, the flames remain.
Those add speed.
They definitely do. He's like, oh, yeah,
that particular color of orange is guaranteed to add a couple milliseconds.
Yep.
But yeah, you have this beautiful, pristine muscle car. And you can see this little strange droid in the back. And it looks over at you. There's a beep beep noise, and you see the door slowly opens up of the driver's seat.
Get on in. A tune away.
I'm going to get up, sit in, get over there, sit right in the driver's seat.
Yeah. And
hit the trunk.
Yeah, you pop the trunk. Yep. Trunk pops up. And I think as you get in the car and put your hand on the shifter, you feel arcane magic wrap around your fist. And I think you look down and, like, forming over your hand, there's, like, an arcane-style, like, driving glove. It looks like you're in the movie Drive.
Hell yeah.
You can't see it because you're seated, but, like, there's, like, a golden scorpion emblazoned on your back in this moment. yeah, you feel good. This thing fits like a glove. Yeah, I mean, it's a tight little sports car, but you know, this thing moves 120 feet per round, baby. This thing is fast as all hell. Also, there is a large button that clearly activates a magnet on the back of this machine. Mm-hmm. It's an action to activate this magnet, but any bit of metal within 60 feet of the car, mm-hmm, have to make a strength saving throw or be pulled toward the center.
Gotcha.
You guys unfortunately dealt with that in your fight with this vehicle at one point.
Yep. So, question about this.
Yeah.
Does it not affect me since I'm attuned to it, since it didn't affect Dresden, yes, when he was attuned?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. I think it's kind of almost like a Spirit Guardians where you guys can decide who is getting yanked by it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I would like to shoot into the back of the 18-wheeler real quick.
Sure.
And sample from my jug of demon ichor.
Okay. Yeah, you taking a full jug?
Do we need the full jug to get this baby cooking?
No, you just enough. Need a little bit.
Yeah, so
just
the way...
just enough.
Just a reminder for those at home, the way the ichor works, it'll increase the speed of your vehicle by 30 feet for 1 minute.
So we're going to peel out the front doors.
Yeah.
Like a bat out of hell.
Hell yeah.
Well, actually...
Meatloaf, baby.
Gertie.
Yeah?
Do you have any... You seem like a savvy fellow. You got any ins and outs from your place here to out there, you know, when you want to...
Oh,
not so go through the main door?
The proper channels. I've been known to smuggle from here or there.
So I got 10 minutes on this concentration. Which way?
Oh, sorry. I have a secret
he's
room.
He's not on the insurance plan.
You see, he kind of hobbling over to the wall. Gertie pushes aside a toolbox, and there's like a lever on the back of the wall. He pulls it, and you feel the like circular floor of the garage you're standing in shift and start rotating as the entire middle of Gertie's shop with you all on it on like a podium starts going down.
Like Batman?
100%.
Welcome to the turd cave!
Oh, yeah!
As you guys come down underneath, you can see Gertie has so much turtle porn down here. It's all over the walls.
Sorry, I didn't know I'd have guests today.
Glebnor, avert your eyes.
He's in the trunk. They're closed.
Yeah, you're...
He can ooze out.
As far as I know, the trunk is closed and he can't see it. You look in the keyhole of the trunk and just one gooey eye is shooting through.
Don't look at that. It's fine. It's a waxing magazine. It's fine.
He's trying to cover weird shell stuff.
It's
a nice turtle wax.
I'm usually alone down here.
He runs over.
Luga is just a child.
Down here. Oh, it's Luga.
Toledo, we got 10 minutes. Get in.
Okay.
You see, yeah, he finally pushes the rest of the like magazines and stuff into like the corner.
Welcome to the turd cave.
Is it sanitary?
It's good now. Everything's fine.
I'm not touching anything that is in this car.
It smells like a turtle tank down here for normal reasons.
Uh-huh.
So you look and you can see there is a tunnel from this weird subterranean section of the garage that clearly leads out into the deserts of Bad Kali.
Okay, cool. We gotta go. Let's go before we take off. Gertie, I need a NOS tank on that truck.
Back this way, so... Just
oh yeah, so you'll see that when you get out there, there'll be a big, large boulder, clearly made of plastic. Can't believe no one else has seen it. It rolls away very slow. It creaks in the wind. It's clearly plastic. You'll be looking for that when you come back.
All right,
Gertie, I need some NOS tanks in that truck.
In the truck?
In the truck.
All right, Luga. Sounds like we got a lot of work to do.
Reggie, you help them out.
Oh, perfect. I can use some welding. I never get to weld.
Yes.
All right, well, good luck, boys. Bye.
Onward.
Bye.
I'm standing in the seat holding the staff out.
Yeah, Toluga, you hop into the passenger seat. Go ahead. Give me like a tinkerer's tool check to fire this bad boy up, Theo. If
that side of the car clearly sinks down because of the hat.
Hell yeah, baby. Nat one.
You go to start the car.
So hard.
Ease off the clutch.
Hold on.
Want me to take a swing?
You look, and Toluga, thank God there's a sunroof. So there's a little sunroof, and your hat is going all the way out of it. So as you go to get out of the car, the like side of the hat gets stuck at a weird angle in the sunroof.
Hold on. Put your foot on the clutch, boy. There you go. Yep. Yeah, smash it a bunch.
Another one?
Yeah, give me one more.
If you can't find them, grind them.
I'm going to give them guidance.
Yeah.
So it's a 22 without guidance. With guidance, it'll be 25.
You see, Toluga, you were like going half out the window, and then you start climbing back in. You kind of adjust the hat back, and then you guys get like situated. Glebnor, you're in the back of the trunk, ready to spring out at a moment's notice. You fire the engine up. It purrs, and you take off down this tunnel. Toluga, I need you to make a strength saving throw.
God, because your hat's getting caught on everything.
It's a 5.
As you guys are driving through the tunnel, your hat is just smashing through stalactites. There's bats everywhere. This tunnel hasn't been used in forever, and there's just a like, you know, flaming muscle car flying through a dark tunnel, and like, yeah, their hat is just careening through stone.
God, what do you make this thing out of? It's so durable.
After an uncomfortable few minutes, your neck is a little tight. You guys finally burst through a plastic rock at the end of this tunnel and take off into the deserts of Magria.
Which way, Toluga?
This way. Hold the staff out.
Yes.
So whichever way he's pointing, that's
because I got faint light.
Like a divining rod.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Give me an Arcana or Religion check, Toluga.
Does anyone want to help
from the trunk?
I'll give you.
Yeah, you're his god. If anyone should be helping him.
Okay. Thank you. 17.
Nice. Okay.
17 religion.
So as you fire off into the deserts of Magria, the line grows stronger as you hold your staff out the window of the bastard seat.
Glebnor, I need that demonic.
Slam it. You know the backseat cup holders that come down? Yep. I shoot it through there.
I grab it. I just slam it wherever I think the engine.
Yeah, you can see in Dresden's.
Icker goes here.
Yeah, there's almost. Arrows. Yeah, there's just like a like weird sort of like almost like bowl shaped cylinder on the dashboard.
All right.
And you jam it in there. You feel the demon Icker pouring in. Give me a. Let's call this a sleight of hand check, Theo. To hold onto the wheel as this baby
give
rockets
you
off.
The help action.
Insert R2-D2 fucking scream noise.
Nat 20.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The lead sled.
You fucking put your pedal to the metal.
Wow.
And you feel this bad boy tear off through the deserts.
Dude, hold the wheel.
Huh?
Just hold the wheel.
Okay.
Putting the bald cap on.
I'm just... You good?
Yeah, good. Now,
right, here we go. Actually, give me a dexterity saving throw real quick, Theo.
Nat 1.
Unbelievable. Perfect.
The bald cap flies out the window.
You put the bald cap on, and as you do, it suctions tight to the side of your head. You go to roll down the window so you can put your arm out all cool like they do in the movies. But you were going so goddamn fast that all your clothes get ripped right off. You're now wearing just a wife beater in the front seat and a bald cap.
Hell yes.
Your claws!
They're in the back seat. I felt them hit it.
Give me a sleight of hand check, Glebnor.
31.
Yeah. His jacket and shirt rip off, and you catch it from the trunk and yoink it back in.
Thank you, Glebnor!
Yeah, you are full Dom Toretto right now.
Hell yeah.
In the front seat. Okay. First off...
Oh, Yarno is...
That's the whole idea!
We're going to get La Familia!
Me Familia.
All right.
Nobody messes with family.
Yeah, Toluca, you can see that Theo's just practicing cool lines to say while driving.
Damn. I should practice mine.
All right, can I get some nature checks from everybody, please?
I'm in the trunk.
A little eyeball poking out the keyhole, right?
That's true. Nat 20, suck a dick.
I got a 10.
Got a 15.
Okay.
You two, eyes of the operation.
From the back.
You two are in the front seat and...
just rehearsing lines.
Yeah, you're both just saying cool shit back and forth to each other.
And never should have come here. Must have been the wind.
And then from the trunk, Glebnor, you pop your eye out the keyhole and you can see a swirling, like insane maelstrom of desert storm is all around Bodkali you've just driven out of. With a nat 20, you look into these like thundering clouds above the city that have enveloped all of this desert city in this great unnatural storm.
That looks magical.
You can see Krizik's face illuminate in the light of the lightning strikes in the clouds. This storm is 100% coming from Krizik. That's what a nat 20 tells you. This storm is psychotic, dangerous, and very magical in nature. It is going to try to kill you.
Guys?
What?
What's up?
The storm's alive. It's definitely Krizik. Also, FYI, he has the blade.
Oh.
Monza was...
I put my hand out the window just up at the sky and give it the middle finger.
I shoot the hat. I shoot the hat at the... No, at the storm.
We're flying out of it.
I don't care. I'll shoot on the way out.
So
we got Stutter, what's the reach on the hat? 16. Do I hit the storm?
No.
You just spring load your dumb bunching hat. It's just like whipping around in the wind.
Fuck you, Chrissy.
Glebnor, you're looking back at literally like the embodiment of like the primal energy of storm itself chasing after you now. You see the winds and the whipping powerful sands are now on like on the horizon coming after the car.
This is wicked bad, guys.
Don't worry, I've seen this before. If you grip the wheel tighter, you drive faster. It's logic.
Hold on. I mean, yeah, try that.
I'm going to spring load the hat and shoot off another one.
Okay. Yank the fucking mechanism back into the hat.
There's gotta be a lever on the side. Barry locks it.
Shell pops out.
It goes all the way down.
Alright, fuck you, Krizik, with a 25.
Okay.
A 25's gotta hit the storm.
Well, you were giving him the finger out of the sunroof, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna have you make a dexterity saving throw.
To get his hand ripped off?
I'm gonna let
hat.
You make it an advantage because of the fists.
21.
Okay, perfect. So you see that Theo looks back and just flips off the storm as a like lightning bolt from a cloud rockets toward his finger. Right before the lightning bolt gets there, a giant cartoonish fist punches the lightning bolt out of the air.
Fuck you, Krizik.
Do I deal damage?
Yeah, go ahead. Why not? Just to see
does
what it be.
Does it matter if I do
no.
that?
Oh, okay.
Seven. It's a force of
flat
nature.
Flat seven.
That's flat seven. I was going to do the charge and do the 3d12.
So, you guys literally see it's... I always just say, like, you know, you don't want D&D to turn into Looney Tunes, but this is straight up Looney Tunes. A lightning bolt comes out of a cloud and gets punched by a big, boinging fist and
what
deflected away.
Bitch.
Glubnor, you can make an insight check because you've seen Krizik's, like, you know, primal form in this storm.
18.
The 18? It's so hard. You can swear that the storm goes, huh? Like, it's like racing sands, moving clouds, and there's a second of hesitation. I'm like, what?
The hat's getting to him, Daddy.
Oh, I'll fire off another one.
In that moment of hesitation, you... like kick off through the storm and you have the advantage here a little bit. All right, we're gonna start rolling on some crazy tables because you guys are basically being chased by a magical storm.
Well,
so
while we're going, I just want to relay all the information.
Yeah, you're like yelling
it while we go.
Perfect.
All right, good thing we poisoned him then.
Yeah. Oh, he's dead as fuck, hopefully. Yeah.
Okay, so who would like to roll on the d20 for a chase complication?
Sure. 18.
Let's find out.
All the wheels are great. Everything's good.
It flips over. I shoot my hat to spring us back over.
18?
No complication.
I knew it!
I'm still firing off shots out of the hat.
You're just punching the sky just wildly at this
27.
Point. 27. Yeah, that'll hit.
7 points of damage to Krizzy.
Yeah, you can see a cloud that almost looks like a goat head, like kind of like roils up next to the car. And then like out of nowhere, just like a hat cannon smacks him out of the air. Once again. As you're fighting nature itself in this insane chase.
I am the TV King.
There's nothing on the staff for this? Oh, we're using it to find...
Yeah. Concentrating. I can't take damage. I have to deploy.
Yeah, so you're basically like leaning out the car, using the staff as a and guiding rod, while your hat is just firing into the sky behind you.
Yeah, so every so often I will roll to a dad.
Okay. Okay, so Rich, you're driving. You give me a d20 on the complication table here. Psychotic.
10.
Ooh. Okay, part of the ground gives way underneath the vehicle, causing it to roll over. The vehicle must succeed on a DC 10 dexterity saving throw. On a success, the vehicle rolls into an upright position and can continue moving.
Does it flip upside down?
Possibly.
Can I rocket punch it?
Okay. He did say before we did this part that he wanted to do that.
Okay. So also, I'm in the car. Does my danger sense give us advantage on a deck save?
I mean, you'd have to see it, right?
I'm in the trunk. Fuck. You're right. Never mind.
But you did roll a nat 20 with your eye poking through.
Yeah, we have established your eye is outside. But unfortunately, it's behind, and you're about to drive over something, so that doesn't really work in that case.
I'm not looking at
it. Who's actually driving right now?
The elf.
Okay. And now, so go ahead and give me...
I guess if it actually does flip, I will punch.
Give me a DC 10 dexterity saving throw.
7.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I will luck point it.
Okay.
He just loves using those luck points.
20.
Okay. So you're driving through the storm, and you can see you've now gotten ahead of the storm, and you see there's like a sinkhole in the ground up ahead. The car hits the sinkhole. You cut the wheel as hard as you can. It spins through the air. Make an attack roll for me real quick, Taluga, because you've succeeded now.
25.
Your stupid hat fist punches the ground and rights the car in the air and then lands back on the desert road, skids out for a second, and then keeps going.
I cock that.
Out of control. Mark, can you please roll on the complication table?
Fuck. Another sinkhole, a 10.
A 10? This place allows you with sinkholes.
It's a desert, I get it.
Give me a DC 10 dex.
Same thing, I'm just... if I know the car isn't going to land upright...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the person driving.
Oh, thank God you reloaded that hat.
Yeah.
I know 18.
18. Yeah, once again, you guys are now spinning through collapsing roads while you're, like, hat... fist is riding the car midair by punching boulders and
I'm gonna have to
loose stones.
It happened.
Yeah. What?
I have. You said I used the hat to punch, so I have to roll, right?
Yeah, you can roll a d20.
I rolled that.
No!
Luck point.
Do you have a luck point? I'll luck point it.
Oh, no. We're going to save the hat.
Oh, now you want to save the hat?
Okay. I mean, I wanted to make it more than one episode.
25.
Unbelievable. There's a moment where you feel like the structure inside the hat that keeps it straight up, you feel like for a moment it might be kind of like compressing a little bit, but you use the power of Bleebly's magic to, you know, strengthen the walls of this holy hat. Okay.
Guys, I was close. Don't flip us again.
All right, so that was 3 successes on the complication tables. Pretty fucking good. I'm going to need one final one. You guys can decide amongst yourselves who's going to roll it.
7?
7. The vehicle drives off a 10-foot-high ledge and comes crashing down. Any unsecured creature on the outside of the vehicle must succeed on a DC 15 dex saving throw or tumble off, taking normal damage from the fall and landing prone.
Now, I know it's stupid to ask, but I do have slow fall. How does that affect me in the car?
I think if you're if you fail, you can slow fall yourself to just, like, land next to the car running.
Okay.
Yeah, you're the only one leaning out, I think. So go ahead and make a DC 15 dex saving throw for me.
All right.
As you see, Theo cuts the wheel weird and
that's
goes,
a five.
Down, goes down a weird cliff. You activate your slow fall and start, like, drifting to the side of the car. What is your movement speed?
45 feet.
Okay. I was trying to think if you could, like, dash next to it. But yeah, you start kind of tumbling, though, at a certain point. With your slow fall, you're able to kind of, like, you know, slow yourself down, but you see the car now taking off.
How far away is it?
I'll say with your slow fall, you would have been able to, like, slow your movement down by quite a bit. We'll say it's only about, like, 10 feet away at this point. You're, like, drifting behind it.
You want to whip it, or do you want me to grab you?
I'm thinking the stupider thing would be I turn the hat back and I rocket myself forward.
You have to do that.
So I'm going to... You see Tallulah whip his head back, angle it towards the ground, and rocket punch himself forward with a 22.
Yeah. Give me an acrobatics check.
Go right through the window.
Dirty 20.
Yeah, Theo, you look out in horror because, like, you kind of skidded for a moment. You went down this weird, like, section of, like, the highway, and you hit that bump so hard, you see Tallulah flies out the passenger seat. And then a moment later, he, like, pencil dives through the sunroof back into the passenger seat.
Ow!
All right, guys, let's go! It's that parachute pants, safety first.
It's so fucking stupid. Like, the visual in my head
is that
it was gonna be so cool, but having you bounce around like a little maniac is so funny. I love the hat. I thought I was gonna hate the hat. I love that.
You told me to use a luck point to save it.
I love that. I wish it wasn't gonna blow up. But
well, maybe if I make it to Jaegeron, they might be able to. Mm-hmm.
Structural integrity of the hat.
Okay. Hopefully lighten it up a bit.
Can I get a survival check from Tallulah now?
It's a nat one.
Yeah. You can see that the storm has gotten so heavy and there's so much dust in the air now that it's really hard to find your heading with the staff as you kind of like lean it out the window. But everyone at this point, make an arcana check for me.
Oh, no. 10?
It's a fat 4.
26.
Okay.
Goodness gracious.
The storm has become almost blinding. I would consider the conditions out here heavily obscured as you are flying through this desert. And now you've kind of almost lost your heading for a moment. But something else happens completely unrelated to everything else going on here. There is a ripple of magic throughout Magria. And you instinctually know, Tallulah, that something fundamentally has changed with the magic of this land. And you feel that there is some kind of weird magical rupture coming from the southeast. I will say you two, you guys also feel like there's this shift in the magic in the area. And again, the storm is still raging. It seems unrelated to the storm happening here, but something has just fundamentally shifted.
Do we know where the Null Demon Lord is? Is it in the southeast, by any chance?
I think with your very high arcana check, something clicks to you. You guys, unfortunately, because of how many things were going, never really had time to investigate what was going on at the Nulls, but you had heard rumor they had kidnapped an abjurer and were trying to crack one of the seals of the Prince of the Red Waves domain. With that Hive and Arcana check, they did something strange, and you feel the soul coin magic of Magria. That curse seems to have been lifted.
Does that apply to current coins?
No. Current coins remain as they are.
We're about to have a lot of bodies explode out.
A bunch of dudes aren't just going to bust out of your pocket.
Okay.
But yeah, you can feel it. It's like a wave of energy that kind of like ripples through Magria.
That's not good. That's bad. That's bad. That's very bad.
What, that magic you feel?
Yeah, I'll explain once we sort things out.
What do we got to sort out? Like, get Yarn?
Well, once we're finished with what we're doing.
Can you guys all make a perception check for me now as you're tearing through the desert still?
Nat 1.
21.
17.
Okay. I think, Theo, for you, I think what actually happens is you're, like, driving. They're listening to the sounds, and what you guys hear, you can almost hear, like, a hyena laugh come out over the wind. I'll let you guys know with your high enough perception rolls. Unogu laughs upon the land as he is once more free to create his gnolls. But you don't hear any of that because all you feel, Theo, is the Prince of the Red Waste's rage. You can almost see it's as if the sands of Magria turn redder in this storm, as you can feel deep anger that his curse has been broken.
Unk's not having.
Yeah, so what that was that Null Man cracked the code.
Code for what?
Bodies.
Good thing we're going to meet up with Patch. We're going to need gas to get home.
No, we're just going to the tree, sorting that out, and we got to head back. We got Death Race, then we got to sort this out. What time is the Death Race?
Can we do a? It's got to be a night race. There's no way it's a morning race.
Can we do a quick pit stop? You know, quick in out, 20-minute adventure.
Nobody will even know we were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know what, give me a history check, you guys.
See if we can make this a quick 20-minute half-day adventure.
7.
13.
9. Okay. I think, Theo, you do know that, like, there's no way Mansa isn't going to have his brunch first. He needs a mimosa to get the day going. So it's definitely after brunch.
Yeah, it's like, it's got to be midday or late in the day at least.
All right, 2 guys,
minimum.
Yeah. That means we aren't sleeping tonight if we go sort him out.
I need to sleep.
I mean, do we need to go sort him out right away?
How many gnolls could he make in a fucking couple hours?
A lot. A
couple hours?
Yeah, a lot. It's more than a couple hours.
It'd be a couple hours.
It's not a couple hours.
It's going to be like 2 days.
It's going to be like 10 hours.
It's going to be like 2 days after this fucking death race.
Yes. And we're already headed that direction.
Don't they have to gorge to become gnolls? It takes time to gorge.
Is the storm still chasing us now?
Yeah, you're fully still in a sandstorm. Visibility, bad.
Do I have a rough idea how far away Yarno is?
Make a survival check, Deluga.
Anybody have blindsight?
Blindsight? I don't think any of you guys
21.
Have 21? 21. Yeah, you guys are like talking this out. You can see Glebnor, I guess you've just pushed your head like through the car.
Middle console.
The middle console, yeah. Kind of like talking to them from the back seat. And as you drive, the storm clears a little bit, and you see your staff glows strong. You're now within range of your locate objects.
All right, he's within 1,000 feet. Glebnor, I need you to hold the stick and guide.
I'm going to...
Yes, sir!
I'm going to see if I can make Unk give a phone call to Unk.
Jam it in my goo.
Okay. I'm going to try and use the connection that the crown has to Strife to see if I can get a phone call in with him.
Okay. You are in Magria. You're in the land of the Red Waste. No protections from Bad Cali block your communication. Give me a religion check with advantage.
It is a 23.
You guys, you kind of lock in, Theo. You're following the light coming from the staff. Glebnor's holding out the window. And you see Deluga, all four of your eyes flicker back, turn red, and you project your consciousness into the land of death.
I take the hat off.
Okay.
I put it down, and I go in with
awesome.
The teeming crown. Parachute pants and all still. But.
Of course. Give me a perception check to Luga as red sands swirl about your mind palace.
24.
You find yourself standing in a barren red wasteland. And I think you see like down a twisted path, you can see this throne of bone that sits atop a giant pile of soul
coins. I'm not walking down. I'm literally sprinting like I don't got time. I got to get to him fast.
You can see that... kind of sitting on this throne, clearly in the throes of like a moody little fit.
I stop
you
before
see the Red Emperor himself.
Catch my breath, do a little bow. Hey, Prince of the Red Waste, it's an honor. You know, I know my courtesies. Oh, sorry, I'm out of tight crunch.
Who are you?
Deluga, Plope of Bleebly. I killed Lola.
Oh.
I don't know if you were friends with her, but she was siding with Krizik.
Oh?
Which is why we killed her. I don't know if you're friends with Krizik, but he's got a storm chasing us right now. I don't think you are. He's chasing us right now in a weird storm form.
All right.
He's confused that my hat is punching him. Long story. Sorry, I'm throwing a lot.
You can see he's like already rubbing his temple.
I felt Unogu break the curse.
Oh, good. Was that your fault as well,
no,
then?
No, actually. We're actually headed in that general direction to save... your nephew's father figure. If you could get this storm off us, we will go kill Unogu.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's a bargain, then.
Awesome. Do you shake on? Do you do handshakes?
He steps off his throne and shrinks down to the size of a mortal.
It's an honor, by the way.
Puts his hand out and shakes it. You look horrifying.
Thank you. I try.
Are you sure you want to keep working for my foolish nephew? You could be a full-blooded demon lord with me. You already have
I lean
power
in.
Over spiders.
I lean in.
Talk to me at the end of this, baby.
Let's consider this, then, an act of goodwill.
Yeah, thank you.
He grabs your shoulder and pushes you forward. Whoa! You feel your body rocket back
all
into
right,
the material
guys.
Plane.
Unk is cool.
Keep your eyes to the sky. I hope he does something badass.
Theo, give me a perception check with advantage as you look back. As you
Can I look?
Yeah, everyone give me a perception check as you guys look back.
Damn it.
Dirty 20.
9. I'm real focused on the staff. Daddy gave me a task.
Locked in. Love it.
I got a 19. Can I notice that he's not looking in Crane's head?
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys look out the side windows, and you can see Glebnor isn't paying attention, so you grab his jelly head and turn it around. You look back, and you can see as this thunderhead storm is looming in the distance, like, and there's flashes of lightning. You can almost swear you can see the outline of this massive ram-headed monstrosity moving through the storm, coming right towards your vehicle as you speed through the desert. And then in a moment, there is a deluge of red sand that rockets up from the ground as you see a gnarled red hand come up out of the desert sands, seem to grab the storm by the throat itself and quelch the storm in the sands of Magria as it pushes this force of nature back.
I had a quick talk with Unk. I asked if he gets rid of the storm, we take care of Yunogu right now. Meaning, like, we'll save Yarno and just keep going, kill Yunogu.
And then go back.
Yeah. It's going to be a long night, but we've done those.
We have. I mean...
Eh, father knows best.
I mean, he took care of that.
He did, and I just pedal to the metal, just, all right.
Yeah, boom. Demon Nicker engages. Take off down the strip.
Man, it's a good thing we're, like, on better, somewhat better terms with him.
Well, I mean, he hates a lot of the things that we hate, so, I mean...
I'm noticing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I specifically leave out the demon lord offer.
Of course.
As you should.
All right. Can I get a round of perception checks now? You guys make them with advantage because a locate object spell is lighting your way.
And we no longer have a storm behind us.
Yeah.
14.
13.
23.
Awesome. As you guys are cruising through the desert, finally through the like waves of dust, you spot it, Taluga. This massive pine tree in the center of the desert.
A pine tree here?
It looks unnatural. It doesn't belong in a place like this.
Don't they use those for Christmas?
Christmas, yes.
Christmas, all the different winter holidays need a nice hearty tree. And with that very high perception check, you can obviously tell that is the tree that you saw through a spider's eyes not that long ago.
All right, that's it, guys. That's it, right there.
Pull it on up.
Give me like a sleight of hand. One more sleight of hand check, just to handle vehicle here.
18.
You rocket this car through the like last remnants of this sandstorm, and skid in front of a large pine tree. I will say, though, as you walk up, first thing you notice is you can see Gorpor still unconscious in the sand. You can see the sand has almost half buried him. And you look, and I hate to put this all down to a luck check, but let's roll a luck check for our boy Yarno. And I think I'm going to have Theo do the roll.
You know he's out of luck points.
16.
16. You walk up on the tree. And you can see clutching his sides like,
took you fucking long enough.
Hey, there was a storm out there, right?
Yeah,
and right as he says anything, I shove a potion in his mouth and just...
Oh, stink.
Oh, here, let me get
bleep.
That part.
I don't know why the fuck I engaged. I saw them getting away and I thought it was their only shot. God damn it. Elves.
Any defining features?
Blonde.
Really?
Big pack of them. There are about 6-7 of them.
Clothes?
Noticeable figures?
Green robes. They were from Corellis.
Okay.
Scars. Anything.
I don't know. They actually... Arendir killed like half of them.
Wait,
my boy.
All their bodies are coins now.
Yeah, and if you guys,
if we can get the coins and bring them back, we can figure out who they worked with.
Look around, actually. Give me a perception check as you guys look in the sands here.
All of us are just...
All you guys make one, yeah?
Yeah, it's sweet. 30-20.
Yeah.
One?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy.
I'm more worried about your
nose. Yeah, I think you guys, go through, and you can tell,
Form of... One of those old-timey gold I'm painting over there, things.
Just gold painting.
It's a great, forearm workout. Ooh,
now my neck and forearm.
You look around, and I think the most obvious thing here is there was a goddamn crazy battle out here in the desert. Even with the shifting sands, there's all these, dried spots of blood everywhere. I think with a dirty 20, you can tell with a good sifting, if they had any dead, they would have taken them with them. They wouldn't have left their coins behind.
Damn.
They had time. They defeated Arendir and Yarno and before they made their tree stride through.
Right, I go to
Gorpor.
Gorpor.
Yeah. Medicine check.
It's a nat one.
Okay. That's two failed death saves. I need one more medicine check.
You fuck.
What's your medicine?
I get a +8.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. I'm a zero. So
I was just making sure.
A 19.
Okay.
Gorpor!
Hey, boss!
Hey!
I got shot by an elf!
Alright, yeah, we're gonna have a talk with Corellis.
How's everyone doing? Hey, guys!
Better than you.
I got shot by an elf. My neck and my leg.
Alright, Yarno.
Yeah.
Gorpor. Bad news, you know who broke cracked the code? People die now, turn into bodies.
Oh, great.
Good news, we're on the way to go kill him now. Bad news means we can't stay here long.
Okay.
So we got to go there because I made a deal with Strife.
Yeah.
Petch is on his way.
Petch is on his way over.
Petch is on his way here. Okay.
Do you got a weapon?
I get my little blaster.
Good.
It's kind of like a little, makeshift.
No grenades?
I used them on the freaking elves.
That makes sense.
A couple shrapnel on a few of them.
Okay.
Nice. But yeah, they had a cleric with them, a druid. They had a couple soldiers.
Look for the guys.
It was real particularly pissed kind of captain. He's the one that shot these kind of poisony arrows. He lit Arendir up.
It was bad.
They were yelling at each other.
Can I take the arrows and put them in the bag?
Yeah, totally.
Because I want to keep them for
study.
One, I'm going to the person that shot Yarno. I'm going to stab them into him when he dies. Mm-hmm. So
Cool. All
right. I'm going to use the staff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use a charge. I think it's 3 charges.
Okay.
And I'm going to speak with plants. Okay. I'm going to talk to the tree.
Okay.
I'm like, hey, Mr. Tree.
Hello.
What's your name? Sorry, I don't want to impose Mr. or anything.
I'm Pine.
Pine?
I'm Pine.
Hi, Pine.
Hello.
I'm Toluga.
Hello.
I know that some elves used some tree stride to come through you.
They went in me.
And they ended up somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, I spit them out.
Do you know where they ended up?
It was a different wood. It was the capital, the Corella. Corellis' capital city.
Do they talk to you guys often in Corella?
No, we don't really yuck it up.
Do they occasionally...
I mean, sometimes there'll be a whisper on the wind.
All right. Can you relay the message that Arendir's lawyer...
Yes.
...would like to show up for his court case?
Okay. And
his name is Toluga, Plope of the People, Bapu Gold, Defiled of Denim.
Oh, jeez.
Or you can just leave it at Toluga.
Teeming King.
The Teeming King.
I'm Pine.
Hi, Pine.
Okay.
Just relay that to the trees in Corellis. Maybe on the off chance that they can relay that to...
I grew fast.
You did.
I'm new.
I know.
It's dry out here.
Yeah, buddy, I hate to break it to you. You might not last.
Well, I guess
there's not a lot of water out here.
That's life.
I'm sorry.
No. I pet him.
It'll be all right.
It feels good on my bark.
All right.
Okay.
I got to take off now.
Yeah, if I hear any whispers in the pine cones, I'll let you know.
I'll just tell the trees up there, and hopefully someone in Corellis knows that.
I'll tell a moth or maybe a stick. I'm Pine.
Hi, Pine. All right.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure. Goodbye.
Cool. Later.
Click.
All right. We're heading off.
Should we wait for Patch?
I don't know how long that's going to take, if I'm going to be honest. And as long as they're stable and the storm isn't doing anything and it's nighttime, we don't have to worry about heat exhaustion.
All right, let's hit it.
Can I get a perception or animal handling check from the gang?
12.
22 percept.
19 animal handling.
Okay. 22 perception. As you guys are talking, you can see there's like kind of like a chunky desert hare, like a little rabbit.
Hey.
It seems like it's holding like a little red stick in its mouth.
Huh.
And it like runs down a sand dune and goes up in front of you, Taluga.
Oh.
It drops a stick out of its mouth, opens its jaw wicked wide, and you hear Petch's voice come out. Hey, Taluga.
Hey.
This is the animal messenger spell. Pretty awesome. Nifty, huh?
Yeah.
I sent you a flare if you already found our guy.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Cool.
I'm going to light it now.
Sick. I'll look for it.
All right.
Hey, there you are.
Is he just down the way?
Hey. See, like, four dunes away on the top of a buggy on top of a hill. Hey.
All right, Petch. We got to go kill Unogu now.
Oh, hold on. I'll be down in a minute. It feels weird now talking to the rabbit.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
I really hope he has slurps with him.
He is driving. It doesn't take him.
It doesn't take him that long. He kind of pulls up on his dune buggy, parks it, gets off. Oh, man. I love that spell. I don't get to use it that often.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Who shot arrows in your friend, dude?
The elves from Corellis did.
Oh, shit. They're fast and good.
They got Arnold.
Yeah.
Not Arnold.
Yeah, they took a reindeer.
Not Arnold, dear. He was my number one customer.
Yep.
Glizzy sales are going to plummet. I was really counting on him for next quarter. Oh,
well,
man.
I told this nice tree to tell the other trees in Corellis that if any of the elves do talk to him, that the lawyer for Arendir is Taluga.
Yeah, those elves are pretty litigious. I'm sure they'll get back to you.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, bud. He walks over to Yarno. He's like, you got shot a bunch, buddy. Do you want a glizzy?
I mean, yeah, I'll have a glizzy.
Takes one out of a bag.
God damn, that's good. Okay.
Petch. The nitrates, guys. Watch your nitrates.
Petch, did you bring any slurps?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I always carry a six-pack on me. You never know when you're going to need one.
You can break us off a couple of those?
You had a whole pack. I got plenty back there.
Oh, my man.
He throws you a six-pack of slurp.
Break them up.
Pass them on in.
Two, two, and two.
All right, yeah.
Two, two, thank two. You. Thanks, Bob. I'll hold you if you want.
Thank you. Yeah. I take the plastic thing. I cut all the...
Make an animal handling check.
It's a 14.
Dougie soars through the air. Thank you!
Dougie, my man!
Flies away. It's good. You get to cut those up. Birds choke on them. Yeah, that's great. Okay.
All right, boys, let's hop back in. Over to you, Nogu.
I'm going to give Yarno a hug and then get back in the car.
Yeah, Yarno hugs you.
I almost died. Yeah, don't get shot again. Thank you for not letting me die.
You're welcome.
You guys rock.
We try.
I'm really glad you guys came out for me. That was really big of you.
Why wouldn't we?
I don't know.
Just because you're my second favorite artificer.
We got a lot of big things going on. Hold on a second. What? What? Did Yurg get to you?
I like a Daboom.
It's always the flash in the pan stuff with him. It's fucking bullshit. All right, so this is Petch. Hey, Petch. All right, buddy. Okay.
He's great. He's got FIFA. He's got things that you don't even know exist.
Oh, is this guy you think good of FIFA?
He doesn't even know what a FIFA is.
Petch.
Yeah?
Yarno's like the number one oven guy.
Oh, really?
You could expand your glizzy operation to, like, little pizzas and shit.
Little pizzas?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've always wanted a pizza, but smaller, so I could have multiple pieces.
Yeah. Hot and ready.
All right. They could be hot and ready. And, like, maybe, like, in 5 minutes or less.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
He's, like, the number one oven guy, so you guys gotta, like, really work that out.
Oh, we can talk ovens, big guy. No problem. I love talking ovens.
Thanks for the workshop, son. We gotta go.
Sorry. All right. I can't stop thinking about businesses.
All right, so you see
Yarno. I hop in the passenger, I shove Glibnor in the trunk, I start honking the horn. I can't get any of you.
Jumping on the trunk.
Listen, I don't want to take longer than we have to. I don't know how your unk feels about deals and their speed of needing to be done.
You can see Yarno hops on the back of Petra's dune buggy with him, puts his hand around his waist. Good luck, boys! What should I just wait things out or let me get back to Bad Cali? What's the plan?
Don't go back to Bad Cali right now. Wait until we call for you.
Okay.
That or go to Brandini and then go to the Underdark.
All right. I'm just kind of hanging
out.
I got a sending stone. I'll try to keep in contact with everybody.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Make sure Gorpor's fed.
Will do. Come on, Gorpor.
Gorpor, stay safe.
All right, boss. I love you.
Love you too, Gorpor.
Glibnor.
Bill.
My brother in arms.
My man.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Theo.
Pal.
Bud, I feel like we have a special connection we don't get to talk about enough.
Hey, I agree.
Your draconic is good. All right, let's do this.
He starts running next to the dune buggy as they make their way towards Petch's.
Moon Boy heads off in the desert towards Unogu.
All right, I really don't have a plan because I kind of just made the deal on the spot, but I think we just go in loud.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'll drive right in, guns blazing.
And you do the magnet, take all their weapons?
This is coming up us?
And I know for a fact I punch harder than anyone there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got enough arms.
I mean, you could punch four guys' heads right off.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I mean, I punched this car over.
Call it five once he lowers that head.
There you go.
I did punch flip a car, so I think I can handle a guy four.
Okay. Let's get some survival checks, I think.
26.
Six.
As a nat one. Okay. I'm just really worried because I'm like, all right, this is my first deal with this guy. I really don't want to make a bad impression.
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to pop a slurp.
Why?
I'm at 61 out of 73.
What hit you?
I hold up my arm for the flamethrower.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, pour a little slurp on it. Just like Mama used to make.
Is it 2d4 plus 4?
Yeah. And with that wicked high survival check, Theo, I think you're looking for, because you know that the source of that magic came from the southeast. So you start heading that general direction. And eventually you're trying to find, like, you know, actual roads. Because you know that, I mean, the gnolls you've encountered, I mean, you got your truck from the gnolls. You know they have vehicles, so they have to use roads at some point. I think you got a 26?
26.
Yeah, that's a fucking very high survival check. It takes, you know, maybe about an hour or two of driving in that general direction before you start picking up a main road that leads into a, like, winding series of very tall rocky caverns. Make a perception check as you guys get closer now. Everyone can make one for me.
11.
8.
18.
Okay. I think you skid to a halt now in front of this windy road that leads into the caverns here. And you think you notice a couple things. One, you can tell as you look up at this, like, you know, towering cliff face, you can see small outcroppings where there are cave entrances into tunnels that must lead deeper into these caverns. There's a main road that kind of goes through the actual canyon itself, but it seems that there are caverns in the cave walls that, like, line this place. It is night now. That dark desert weather has gotten cold. It's now getting fucking chilly in the desert at night.
Glebnor, can I get my jacket back? It's a little cold out here.
Yeah. Yeah. Your nipples are popping right through that wife beater.
As he redresses, I want to see if I can focus through any spiders that are within these caverns.
Sure. Yeah, here. Let me walk up
and see if I can find one that sees a gnoll that looks like it's in charge or like the demon one.
Okay.
So I just have like a rough idea of like which direction.
Yeah. So I think you push your consciousness out and, you know, it's a cavern, so there's going to be spiders in there. And you do find plenty. You shift into one, and you can see that there is a spider that is in a small web that is in a corner of a dank cavern deep within these, like, winding cavern walls. And inside this cavern, you go into the spider's senses. Give me a perception check now that you're looking through the spider's eyes.
19?
19. The spider looks down all around. The caverns are empty. And it looks like they left recently. It looks like everyone that you can tell you're like in the barracks of this like gnoll army, and
are they?
All of the it's completely like emptied out. Theo, as you kind of get out of the car now, as you see that like Taluga has like used his vision to like look into the spiders, go ahead and make a survival check for me.
26.
26. You look down at the road. And you can see dozens of tire marks leaving these caverns and making their way towards Bodkali. And I think you notice there is one massive vehicle that must have moved through here because you can see thick tank tire treads were in the dirt here for a long, long segment. Give me actually an intelligence check if you wouldn't mind.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
Yeah. I think you notice that like... whatever this thing was, it was like hundreds of feet long. One long interconnected mechanical thing moving toward Bodkali.
Some fucking sand crawler.
I think with a 20, you realize as you look down into the sands, there's like a cylindrical pattern that was driven through the front of whatever this machine was. The gnolls have a drill.
Well, I'll relay all that to you guys. Then what if they, like, go under? Bod Colony. Like, they...
But will they be able to find it? It's hidden.
They broke the curse, right? So
the curse was for the thing, not for the protection of the city. Well, I
mean, if they got Loser Face to break the curse, they probably got Loser Face to tell them where
it is. Chained to the front of the drill?
I mean, I don't think
he's... Because he's a... What type of...
Abjuration Dwarf was kidnapped. You know that.
They're the one... No, illusions are the one that...
Yeah, you know that the Abjuration Wizards... Abjurers mostly specialize in, like, wards, seals, things of that nature. But they're the ones put the enchantments on the wall.
If he's still alive, they're bringing him to Bod Colley to break the seals that are there and then probably...
Go right through the wall?
Yeah.
Well, I promised Strife that we kill him tonight, so...
Yeah, we're going to have to... Can I do, like, a survival check to kind of, I don't know, figure out how long it would take us to catch up to them? Like,
yeah.
Kind of I mean, it's a big, long train, right?
Very much. It's definitely moving slower than you guys would be. Yeah.
So I'd say, you know, maybe like 60 feet slower.
give me a survival check.
Nat 1.
You have no idea. This thing could be moving faster than you. Listen, it could be very slow.
We got to go back to Bod Colley anyway.
Yeah. Well, let's take this road there, see whatever we can come up upon.
Yeah. And then, you know, Glebno and I will board it.
Yeah. Yeah. Smash and grab.
If you can get in, slow this drill down before it gets to the city.
So we're just going to kill everything.
Maybe that, too.
And commandeer the drill.
Yeah. I guess...
I'm assuming Janogu's in there somewhere.
Give me... Actually, no. This would either be a history or a religion check on Janogu. And I'll let you make with advantage, Taluga, because you have been studying so much about this stuff.
All right. Religion. I now have a 23.
23. I think what you know of Janogu is Janogu isn't currently in the material plane. Janogu is almost sort of the goal of the gnolls. To finally have enough gnolls to summon their demon, like, lord.
So we have to do a gnoll genocide is what I'm hearing.
Basically, if the gnolls can get to Bod Colley and turn enough people in that city into gnolls, they may finally have enough bodies to summon forth Janogu. That's unclear. Janogu has hidden from the Prince of the Red Waste in plains unknown for a long time. But whoever is running the show with the gnolls is probably on that drill.
Yeah. All right.
Can he look with his special eyes?
Well, I look into the ethereal plane specifically.
Oh, okay. It's not just other planes.
If he's not in there, then... I mean, we can interrogate the guys. Chances are he's a dumb guy. He'll let us know what plane he's in.
Yeah.
And then we'll go there, snap his neck, pop on out. Steven Seagal.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have your heading. The plan sets that... The plan now, it seems, will be you are going to chase down an army of gnolls and destroy their drill, kill their god before they can get to your city, and then you have nothing but like a little race after. It'll be fine.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
We got to save Michael
Quick
Schumacher.
Adventure. In and out. No complications.
There was none. It's even easier because now it's on the way back.
Yeah.
It's literally on the way.
Well, tune in next time, folks, to see just how easy it ends up being. We will see you all on the next episode of Dicey. Thank you all for joining us. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.